Reading from Canto 4, Chapter 29, Text Number 79. Atastada Tadabhu Vardhadam Bhaja Sarvatmana Harim Pashyam Tadatmakam Visvam Siddhipati Apeyayata. Translation: you should always know that this cosmic manifestation is created, maintained, and annihilated by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, everything within the cosmic manifestation is under the control of the Lord. To be enlightened by this perfect knowledge, one should always engage himself in the devotional service of the Lord. You should always know, that this cosmic manifestation, is created, maintained, and annihilated by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, everything within this cosmic manifestation is under the control of the Lord. To be enlightened by this perfect knowledge.
To be enlightened by this perfect knowledge.
One should always engage himself.
One should always engage himself.
In devotional service of the Lord.
In the devotional service of the Lord.
Purport. Self-realization, understanding oneself as Brahman, spirit soul, is very difficult in the material condition. However, if we accept devotional service of the Lord will gradually reveal himself. In this way, the progressive devotee will gradually realize his spiritual position. We cannot see anything in the darkness of night, not even our own body. But when there is sunshine, we can see not only the sun, but everything within the world as well. Lord Krishna explains in the 7th chapter of the Gita, Maya Sakta Manaparda Yogam Yunjan Madasraya Asamsayam Samagramma Yadajnyasati Tasruno. Now here, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. When we engage ourselves in the devotional service of the Lord to become Krishna conscious, we understand not only Krishna, but everything related to Krishna. In other words, through Krishna consciousness, we can understand not only Krishna and the cosmic manifestation, but also our consciousness position. In Krishna consciousness, we can understand that the entire material creation is created by the Supreme Lord, maintained by Him, annihilated by Him, and absorbed in Him. We are also part and parcel of the Lord. Everything is under the control of the Lord. Therefore, our only duty is surrender unto the Supreme and engage in the transcendental loving service. Om Ajnana Tiburandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manodhishtam Tathitam Yama Bhutale Chayam Rupa Kadam Yamirati Svakarantam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare The cell phone rings, they have to pay 50 rupees penalty, no? Ten of them are kept there. No cell phone, no cell phone. What do you see in the temple? See, as soon as you come, so many are there. You collect 50 rupees from her, so that she will remember in ISKCON temples, no cell phones inside. Especially devotees, you have to be very conscious. You should not disturb the temple program, the deities, things. Whenever you enter the temple, switch off your phone or put it in silent mode. So, Narada Muni, I don't bring cell phone at all, but no, you forget this, that, don't bring it. So human beings, they always want to be free from anxieties, free from difficulties, and free from suffering. And they want all their desires to be fulfilled. and they want to be happy all the time. No negative things that agitate our mind, and always a happy mood, whatever we are doing. But because we are not the creators or the controllers of the situation, we should do something about that. We don't want any things that agitate you, disturb you, and you always want things that can make you happy and satisfied. Lacking knowledge, we make our own tiny efforts some kind of manipulations and management, and want to bring about a desired situation in this world. But the fact is, we are supposed to cooperate with the system. We are part of the system somehow, so we have to cooperate with the system. And if you don't, you are going to mess up the things. So that is what is going on all over the world. Like the 16th chapter of Gita, it says, Asatyam apratistante jagadavur aniswaram aparaspara sambhutam kimannat kama hetukam etan drishti maustavya nastatmano alpa buddhaya prabhavanti ugra karmana kshayaya jagat ahita. So, knowingly or unknowingly, we are all demoniac in nature. No? Some people are innocent and they are demoniac. And some people are determined to be demoniac. So these are the two kinds of people we meet in the world. In ignorance, they are making mistakes. Or they know, but they don't want to follow it. Like, people don't know there is God, so they are living a whimsical life. And there are people who know there is God, but they want to ignore Him. In both cases, knowingly and unknowingly. And then there is a third category. We know and we don't want to ignore, but still we are unable to, there are many people who accept the existence of God, and but they are unable to follow because of their conditioning, their addictions, their habits. Like all of us know that we have to go to the court of Yamaraj for judgment. There is also a saying that people are afraid at the consequences of sinful life. People are afraid about the consequences of the sinful life, but they are not afraid about the sinful life. Going on all over the world. So, where it is on your own, Like many people who know smoking is bad, drinking is bad, eating meat is bad. But at the nick of the time, they cannot resist the temptation. They know. Because they don't have the process how to overcome the undesirable sinners. They don't know. So this way we are misled from time immemorial. Anadi karma phale. So if there is anadi karma phale and you just chant two rounds and how can you correct your mind? Difficult. Suppose the whole city is full of garbage and it is neglected for months together, and to clean it up, it will take a lot of time. The whole city, and it takes so many people for so many days. I keep telling, this temple, we have to maintain it clean. And you know how much the place is. It's not one man's job. Everyone has to be, because it's got civic responsibility. We should not be part of the problem, and we should be part of the solution. That means don't litter the place. If somebody, some strangers or some dull-headed people, they forget and they do it. It may not be the litter you did, but because there are some people like that, so you take care. That's called part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem, be part of the solution. So our mind is deviated from God for so long, and it will take time. And it doesn't happen automatic. There is nothing like automatic. So we use the word automatic many times. Automatic is something devised by somebody again. Suppose ask you, Priyankaji, is your watch automatic? Yes. But it's not that it came into existence automatic and it is working automatic. No. You know, say there is a cell. There is a cell in the phone. There is a cell in the watch. The automatic system is made by somebody. And he has put some cell which will last for maybe 2 years or 4 years. And for four years it looks like automatic. Nothing to worry, nothing to care, it goes on. But after 4 years what happens? It will stop. So then you will know it is not automatic. Some intervention is necessary, you know. So there is nothing like automatic in this world. Everything is a very planned, systematic, designed arrangement. So we are talking about the cooperation. Cooperation with the designer. Cooperation with the creator. We don't need any proof for the creator, because creation itself is a proof that someone has built it. You don't need any proof because it is there. So this world is there, so there is a creator. Now, human intelligence is meant to find out why did he create and what I am supposed to be doing here. And I want to work, I want to enjoy, how should I work and how can I get enjoyment. So this is the thing, not that without thinking, headlessly you just do whatever you like. You are in a system, just like you come to the temple. You come to the temple here and you cannot come inside with shoes. And you don't know, because all over the world you go with shoes to every place. And you come to the temple and you try to walk in. Let's say, there's a signboard there, leave your shoes here. Or somebody is there, because the place is so used to the people moving without shoes. And as soon as somebody comes with shoes, immediately there is something odd for you to see like that. Then you immediately stop him. No shoes inside. Already the signboard is there. And then somehow you miss seeing it and you walk in. And somebody will point out immediately that it's, it goes. No? Because we are so used to be without shoes. As soon as somebody comes with shoes, you don't forget that. Because we come into the temple, we make sure we leave the shoes. And then, so similarly, it's called shoe consciousness. Shoe consciousness is part of God consciousness. You know, what can you do? It's true. If you want to be God conscious, you should also be cleanliness conscious. Don't think just when I sing some tunes and Krishna will be very pleased with me. You have to be clean inside and outside. That is there. So when you are singing tunes or singing nicely, the purpose is that I have to be clean inside and outside. So if you are properly doing sadhana, you become conscious of the need for cleanliness. Because without cleanliness, you cannot realize God. Clean surroundings, clean consciousness, clean habits, and clean behavior means trustworthy behavior. You cannot be duplicitous, you cannot be hypocrite, you cannot be things like that. So the whole idea is to clean the system. So now people want everything good, but they are not aware that without cleansing the system, that's why this Aam Aadmi Party, you know, they kept broom as their party symbol. Everybody is looking for prosperity, everybody is looking for values and things like that. But it is not simply wishful desire. You have to work for it, no? No one becomes a great man, no one becomes a learned man just by wishful thinking. I want to be president of India. You have to work all the way to that place. You want to realize God. You have to work all the way for that. So, what do we have to work? No? We are saying everybody is working. Not that people are not working. Everything, you have to work your way to the place. There is a way to do it. So that is what we are talking about. We should know how we have to work our way to success. So here it is said, you should always know that this Kashyap manifestation is created, maintained and annihilated. If anyone hears this statement, if ultimately everything is annihilated, then why should I be working here? Suppose I tell you, Prabhuji, you do whole thing very clean, you clean the windows, you clean the glass, and you clean the floor and everything. And I come and put dust all over. Then immediately question, then why should I be doing all that? You ask me to do all this, and in the end you put the whole thing. And then why should I waste my time? So similarly, everything is annihilated. The question comes, if everything is annihilated, why should I be building up things in a material way. Career, family, property, society, all material. People are trying to develop. They are doing it. So, the scriptures talk about development. They are not talking about this development. They are talking about the evolution of consciousness and development of consciousness. So, created, you have to ask the question, why did God create us? And we are maintained. That means you don't have to worry about your maintenance. Okay, it is said here. The cosmic manifestation is created. So the question comes, why did he create? And then it is maintained. Then immediately you should give up all your worries. It is maintained by the Supreme Lord. It's a big relief for you when you hear this. The cosmic manifestation is maintained by the Lord. My God, very good. I don't have to worry about anything. Otherwise, unnecessarily, in the name of maintenance, you are only creating headaches. Just like children, they want to come and help the parents. But they don't know. So, parents tell them, you just sit down, that is your help. Because you want the thing to be here, and you will go and put it there, because how does he know your mind? What do you want? He wants to work, but he has to work according to your plan. Not that he does some work, that doesn't work. He has to work according to your plan. So this cosmic manifestation is maintained. That means don't worry about anything. Just Krishna, what he expects us to do. What does the Lord expect us to do? Can anyone say? He says, I am maintaining it. Then you will ask, why am I here? You are here to correct your mischievous nature. You are here to give up your whimsical way of thinking. Then you all have to, there's some cooperation with God. Now, God is wanting to go this way, and you are speedily going this way. So, you have to stop the force of your mind, force of your action. That's it. Vacha vegam, mana vega, krodha vega, jiva vega, udaropasta vegan, yetani vegan, yo vishayeta dhira. Yes. The hero is he who can stop the material forces. We are forces of the senses, we are the force of the mind. So now you have to just stop that. Everything else is already there. That's why if you are trying to become a devotee, you see that you are already taken care. If people are having difficulties, because they are messing their lives by themselves. They don't know what to do. So then this is annihilated. The word annihilated is used. If something is getting annihilated, do you run away from the place or not? Suppose I come to kill you. I come to blow a bomb. You stay there or you run away? You run away. So it is said, the cosmic manifestation is going to be annihilated. Then you should stay here or you should get out of here. You should get out of here. That's what you are supposed to do. So, by the three words, why did God create us? The answer is, because we are rebellious, because we want to defy God, we are created here. We don't have to come here. And God has not sent you here. There is no need for you to come here, nor God has sent you here. If God has sent you here, you will be doing something else. Mahapurushas, they are sent by God. Krishna has sent. No, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, and Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Bhakti, they are all God sent. We call them Karana Janmali. Karana Janmali, they are born for a purpose. So we are not sent here for any purpose like that. So God has created us because we are inimical to God. So if you want to stop this business of taking birth and again, we should give up our inimical nature. Inimical means we are envious of God. We don't think like that. No, most of us, we think, oh, what is that? I'm not envious of God, and I go to the temple and I worship Him. You are going to the temple, you are worshipping God just to grab His position. Like people in a setup. You join a company. You honestly tell, you join a company, if I ask you, if I make you a boss, do you like that proposition? Do you like that proposal? Suppose you are joining as somebody in the company, and I come and ask, if I make you the boss, imagine, why not? Why not? Because you can boss on everybody else, and you can control everything to your liking. So we are here in this world, we come and God, give your things to me. God, I want to enjoy what belongs to you. That is called our so-called approach to God. Nobody is saying, give up my lording over mentality, my dear Lord. Give up my enjoying mentality. Is anybody praying like that? No. I have some enjoying mood, kindly you be my order supplier. I'm not happy with what you have given me, give me more. This is the... So, as long as we go to God for this thing, we will be maintained separately. We will be here. So, we are created in this world because we are envious of God. That's why we are trying to possess and enjoy what belongs to God. So if you can correct yourself from that, I should not possess anything, I should not try to enjoy anything, I can be secondary enjoyer at the most, and I can only be custodian at the most. Custodian. Custodian is not a possessor. And secondary enjoyer is not bad. It means you take permission or he gives you. Not bad. That means, if you remain a custodian and secondary enjoyer, still you are, all your things are fulfilled. So, but we are not taking that proposal. We want to be prime enjoyer and we want to be absolute owner, not the custodian. So, unfortunately, we cannot do that because the third statement is there, annihilation. By default, everyone is meant to be annihilated. Even if God gives you all the three worlds, like Hiranyakashipu, even if God gives you all the three worlds, but the rule is there, annihilation. You have to one day give it up. So, then why God is creating us, maintaining us, annihilating us? He is doing this, but He is giving an opportunity. Now kindly, I am giving a chance. You take good advantage of this chance, human life. Human life is a great opportunity given by God. That's what Prahlad Maharaj said. Adhruvam api ardhadam. Adhruvam means misery is guaranteed and annihilation is guaranteed. It is the adhru. Adhru, for happiness there is no guarantee. And for your continuing here, how long? There is no guarantee. Api ardhadam. Api ardhadam means, but the little span of life you have here, you can utilize it in a wonderful way. You can utilize it if you know. So it is said here, to be enlightened by this perfect knowledge. So this is what is lacking in this world. You have a grand opportunity. Durlabham manushyam janma. Human birth is the rarest and the grandest opportunity. Very rare. You count how many ants are there. Which population is more? Ants or human beings? Birds or human beings? All those animals are more. In cities we see less of animals and it looks like people are more. But actually, if you life count, human beings are like in this room, we are this many. If you go around the corners and count the ants, we cannot count. So human birth is very rare. Also in the sense, it's like a very useful machine. You can call it, it's the best machine. The ant machine is there, the cat machine is there, and the human machine. The advantages that human machine has, no other living entity has. That's why it is called a grand opportunity and a very rare opportunity. Rare means not everyone is selected. But we are selected to have a human body. People don't recognize this good fortune. They don't see what God has given. This is called hankering and lamentation. God has given you human birth. You can solve all your problems. But you think, why did God not make me MLA? Why did God not give me opportunity to go to US? People are thinking like that. So, grand opportunity, rare opportunity, but because to be enlightened by this perfect knowledge. That's why Prabhupada said, who is your best companion in life? One who makes you remember Krishna. Who is your best friend, best companion, best relative? Anyone who inspires you, about Krishna, who ignites desires in you that I should strive for attaining Krishna in my life. Anyone who is doing something for you in the direction of Krishna, they are your best well-wishers. Because this life is very, they say, in Telugu language, neeti meedu budaga. Neeti meedu budaga. Anytime, gone. No? So, bulbula. Pani me bulbula. No? Anytime it will be gone. So, that's why the greatest thing in life is association of devotees. But because we are so mean, so naive, so petty, we don't recognize so many grand things God has given us. Human birth, birth in India, birth in Hindu family, and opportunity to come across this ISKCON mission. Right here, you are ISKCON devotees, and what more you want? Everything is there. Suppose you decide to stay here, and you have prasadam here, you have room to stay here, you don't have to do any job. But you don't do that, because you have your own planning and you have your own plans. Prabhupada, we say about Prabhupada. Prabhupada has built a place in which the whole world can live. And it is a place where there is diversity in unity. There is diversity. You can be for what you are, but still you can be part of the system. And similarly, no discrimination, nothing like upper caste, lower caste, Indian, American, Hindu, Muslim, nothing. Anybody can walk into his temple and not even educated, uneducated. I think we need more uneducated people. Because temple needs so many works. We don't need education. So-called material education. This sloka is mentioning how people should become thoughtful. Manishi. Manishi means one who uses the mind. Unfortunately, people are human beings, but they are not utilizing their mind. They are not thoughtful. Anyone who becomes thoughtful, immediately our life will begin to change. And then we know that we can act. We can do everything, but it should be with Krishna in the center. You can do everything. If your mind is very active to make money, no problem. You'll be on that job only. But you can do it for Krishna. If you are anything, whether it is painting or cooking or cleaning or engineering or medical, anything, you can be there, be expert there, but you keep Krishna in the center of your life. That is called devotional service. Make your life an offering to God. That is called devotional service. It is not just a little time bhajan. Make your life an offering to God. That is called devotional service. Not any some seva, some time, no. Your life itself is an offering of devotion. Whatever you are doing, like your family, your children. Now make your children Krishna conscious. You are the joy of having children, being with them. You are getting that. At the same time, you are not neglecting Krishna in life. So the whole thing will set in by the simple process of chanting Hare Krishna. Everything will slowly fall into place and we will be an enlightened person. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasimha Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.